Aileen Cowan Vokes, Celebrate What's Great. In benefits orientation, Becky announces we get one personal holiday per year. I'll use mine this Friday to celebrate what's great, which is highly personal, deciding what, if anything, is truly great. Becky agrees. This would be a superb use for a personal holiday. At a diner, I decide I could, almost certainly, call their hash browns great, while I read about nuclear proliferation as my coffee cup spills and proliferates its coffee up to and around today's date. Those numbers look great on the page, now that I've had time to think, to say them out loud, with a voice that could be great if I took some lessons. My friend once confessed she gets stoned and thinks how sad not everyone lives up to their singing potential, and that we should all be trained to use our voices. I told her I get stoned and think about animals who do sing, birds being the obvious choice, but also whales and dolphins with their glossal glitches, which could be categorized more as chattering than singing. Perhaps all mammals have the same conversations, just in different pitches. We'll never know which is great, the not knowing part, I mean. Mysteries keep us occupied. As soon as we think we know a thing, we stop thinking about it. Then oops, here we go. Women and men have the same number of ribs again, which is great. My patron saint of personal holiday is a skeletal system. I need bones to support the innovation, something solid like calcium to make the day live in my mind. Holidays shouldn't have a monopoly on bones. Everyone should take the time to create a holiday from scratch, to think how they would take stock of a card aisle. Would Nana approve of the skeletons, whales, and dolphins you send to her house to say you're great? I'm not as afraid as I should be, because I have lessons tomorrow that will sharpen my tone, lengthen my reverberation, which doesn't conduct as well in air as it does in water, but that's great. We are maladapted to live underwater, and taking the time to tell you that means the day wasn't wasted.